Last week, when WBFO met Egbert Bickley outside his home in Buffalo's Seneca Babcock neighborhood, he described the noose as part of a broader political protest. He said it was a symbol of the state of America today and the direction he fears the country is going. WBFO revisited the house on Monday, but knocks on the door were not answered. Welcoming news of the noose's removal, though, was Erie County Legislator Barbara Miller Williams, who was among a handful of lawmakers condemning the symbol last week.
We all have to respect his perspective, but he has to also understand that historically, his actions were certainly offensive to many people.
Also praising its removal was Kenny Wiley. She's a former neighbor who has family members still living on the block, and she says the noose was especially upsetting because she has mixed race relatives.
Oh, yes, I do. I have mixed cousins on both sides of my mom and my dad's side, and then on my in-laws, my nephews are mixed, and my sister's with a colored guy.
So I imagine that that didn't sit well with them to see a noose.
No, absolutely not. No, it didn't. Not at all. I mean, it's like I said before, you know, you watch the movie Roots, you know what it stands for.
In addition to the noose, all signs and flags supporting presidential candidate Donald Trump were also removed. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.